Just to generalize that question, if there are problems with that result from following that best practice, those are really high priority problems for us to at least look into, if not fix, during the bento test period. Because what we'd like to do is get to the point where, if you've been running an animation, we can reliably reset you to a default position, which would include any joint position movements that were implied by any mesh attachments you have on, or wearable changes as well, right? So that we can provide a reset your avatar function that will undo anything any animation has been doing, and put you back the way you were before any animations were applied. And so it would be good if that position, including any offsets provided by your meshes, were included in that and produced a predictable result when you did it. Right. So that's kind of our goal of the moment, and we'll see whether or not we can achieve it.
Yeah, we have done some work with trying to make the mesh positions behave better. And I think they do behave better than they used to, but I'm not sure that they're 100% consistent at this point. There's quite a bit of stuff going on under the hood with the various different things that influence joints. We've got sliders and wearables and attachments and animations and the initial value defined by your skeleton and probably some other stuff I'm not thinking of right now. And they can all kind of do their thing in an unpredictable order, which then leaves you in a kind of a difficult to resolve state if you're trying to reset to something that's reasonable. Anyways, as I mentioned in the forum post, which I realize a lot of folks haven't had a chance to look at yet, that is one of our that was one of our concerns with animating positions, and it is something that we're going to be doing some more digging into.
The basic idea is that we're hoping we can do is to begin with sort of reset all your joint positions to the defaults, the ones that come with the avatar in the first place. Then apply any changes that are made by anything you've done, sliders, each attachment, in a predictable order so that you'll end up looking the way, and then not do any joint position changes that were applied by animations. Leave those out. And then you are where you started out. That's sort of the strategy we're thinking of. So I guess the part of what we're asking for here is number one, any problems with joint positions, exclusive of animation positions for the moment, that you see in uploaded content, please make sure that those get pointed out, and preferably create a JIRA and attach the source for the uploaded content to that, the model with its rigging and everything, to the JIRA, so that we can reproduce it and see it exactly ourselves. Obviously do that here, and do that on the Bento project viewer, which will automatically get updates as we produce them. Because obviously if there are pre-existing bugs, that emphatically does include bugs that have always existed. Please don't assume that because it's been that way for 5 years that we won't fix it anyway that way, so you shouldn't bother reporting it. Report it again if it needs to be reported again in the Bento context. All right. So yeah, we can't promise that we'll fix everything, but we do want to get a reasonably complete picture of what the problems are. And we don't want everybody to say, well, it's always been that way. We're going to go do some hacky workaround to work around it without giving us the opportunity to actually fix it.